Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Bunch of guests coming through here. We'll do a bunch of stuff on the Masters coming up. Have some great baseball conversation. Some of my favorite chefs will come in.
Sweet.
Just because.
Yeah. Big week here, man.
I think we're getting catered breakfast, but you're not going to be here.
What?
But, yeah.
Can I drive in?
I think Conti's bringing us Brooklyn Bagel.
Ooh.
Have you done Brooklyn Bagel?
Yeah, of course.
Strong. Very strong.
So a lot of people are obviously making their way to the great state of Georgia for Masters week. I just got a text message. One of my friends from Arizona is here. Yeah. He's a PGA teaching professional. This is like his yearly pilgrimage.
Mecca, yeah.
He texts me, do you sports bet in Georgia? Why is my FanDuel locked out?
Yeah.
I said, you have to drive to Tennessee. I can't help you.
You hear Rusty's stories of the folks. Is that where they're driving to on Sunday mornings where their apps work?
I mean, I guess. That's the only place you can go.
There's a gas
here.
Station or whatever it is on the outskirts, right? You got to leave about a 30-minute drive. You think all these dudes on their apps just hammering away.
As soon as you get across the geotag line, you're good to go.
You can do the Underdog Sports app, but that's just different. You're not different kind of
It would be called
playing.
Daily Fantasy.
Yeah. Let's say it again.
That's Daily Fantasy.
Yeah,
it's not sports betting.
No, Daily Fantasy. Exactly right. The Underdog app. So you can get on that one as well. So one of those weeks here with baseball in town. Should be great weather Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, looks like, right?
All the way through after today.
Right?
Great weather.
And then the Augusta, you did a great job of kind of navigating how to handle the Masters. What are we looking for in every Masters? What are the storylines?
The biggest storylines this year are the two best players in the world, Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler has been playing pretty good. You're so used to him winning so many golf tournaments. He's yet to get on the top of the leaderboard so far this year. But Rory McIlroy has won twice. He's got a couple of top fives. And the green jacket, the elusive green jacket, is the only thing that is missing in Rory McIlroy's golf resume. It is what will complete the career Grand Slam for him. So Rory has won a PGA championship. He's won an Open championship. He's won a U.S. Open. He famously had the lead on the 10th tee on Sunday afternoon in the Masters and completely imploded. That was 10-plus years ago. He has not won a major championship in 10-plus years. He missed a short putt in last year's U.S. Open that would have helped him get into a playoff to take on Bryson DeChambeau. So your biggest storyline, if you're watching casually ESPN Golf Channel, it will be Rory McIlroy. It will be Scottie Scheffler. Of course, there's no Tiger Woods this year, but the golf course should be in premier shape as it always is. Less trees this year because of Hurricane Helene this past offseason. It's going to be a great tournament. There's no question.
Yeah, we'll do our Masters Calcutta probably Wednesday. Our listeners have a chance to be able to hang out with us and get a big fancy dinner if you choose the right. We each get to draft, I think it's five golfers, and we get our top four scores. Is that right?
I've been abysmal in past years.
Do you have a couple of guys? Well, you don't have to tell me. Just save it, right?
I'll save it.
Save it for your put it in the holster, and you can take that out on Wednesday. There's no question that the television event, first of all, the Masters were so far ahead with their app, right? Like, they didn't just say, we're going to do a good app. They got the greatest app ever where you can watch any group at any time, any player at any time. Then there is the limited broadcast, but it's not that limited on Saturday and Sundays on CBS, where Jim Nance, of course, used to do the double dip of the Final Four and then right into the Masters. Now he's not doing Final Fours anymore, so he'll just be doing that. And just, you know, hoping to come home on Saturdays and Sunday this weekend and seeing great golf. And how much not a story is the LIV guys, which 2 years ago was like the story.
Yeah.
Oh, they're back together.
Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, all those guys.
Yeah, I mean,
Patrick Reed, former Masters champion.
Phil Mickelson, you reading anything about LIV at all? The partnership.
Look, this partnership was highly touted and expected to be done by now. There's been some reports that people think Augusta National was kind of at the middle of it, thinking that they could bridge the gap, being the preeminent property in the game of golf, that being the Masters. Doesn't seem like they're any closer than they were about a year ago.
Did you watch the whole Full Swing?
I have not watched season three of Full Swing
yet. I just saw the beginning. I saw last year's Masters with Scotty, which was fine. It wasn't as compelling as some other stuff. Sanders watched the whole thing, too. Did you watch the Celtics documentary?
I have not watched the Celtics documentary.
There's another great one.
Celtics City, isn't that what
it's called? Celtics City, yeah. As Sandra says, I have to. Why would I watch it? I have to live it every day of my life. Not true. And then there's the, I'll tell you a really good one. Either one of you seen the Olympic one on Netflix, where inside Olympic basketball, they give you access to all those countries and teams.
Uh-huh. I got to watch that one. I've seen it, obviously, but I haven't watched it.
I say it is addictive. The access you get, it's not just the American team. They go inside all those teams from the Olympics.
So from the past Olympics, from this
past Olympics. Do you realize how close we were to being bounced if Steph Curry doesn't go crazy? I don't think we even talk about what was going on. That Steph Curry literally had to bail their ass out.
Yeah, he put them on the back.
And you even go back to the game where LeBron had to make that game-winning layup. We were close to getting bounced there, too, even before the Steph shot.
Yeah, the gap is so close now in terms of these international teams versus ours. So I got to watch that. There's just a few things on the list. So anyways, a couple of things. Hawks playing out the string to get ready for the 7-8. Let's just say they're not going to build love and fan satisfaction with the effort they had Saturday. A Saturday afternoon matinee, and I saw people who went down there, is probably the angriest that I have heard Hawks fans. Don't send us down to the building in the middle of a matinee game on a Saturday, make us sit through traffic, have a bunch of Knicks fans come in, and be down by 35 points. Like, that just can't happen. I don't care.
Yeah, not ideal.
Yeah. Now, they come back yesterday and play a miserable Utah team. The tank city is in full array in the NBA. I mean, when I tell you the tanking going on right now in New Orleans and Utah and
San Antonio,
Washington, like, everybody looking about the Cooper flag. But the beauty of it is, tank all you want. Then things like last year when the Atlanta Hawks come with no chance and they go get the number one pick could happen again, but the Cooper flag sweepstakes is going to be unbelievable.
No question.
Is he going to end up in Washington? You know, the argument could have been made. This Duke dark money article, Wall Street Journal. I don't care if it's dark money or light money or whatever it is. You pay Cooper flag $3, $4 million, right? You say, come back for one more year. Put together another one of these elite teams.
Cement your legacy.
You're going to be on TV every night in front of a sold-out gym where you're the biggest story. Or you're going to be playing for the Wizards. You know?
The Washington Wizards.
Yeah, because arguably he'd still be a top five pick next year. Easy. Top three.
Why wouldn't he be a top pick? What's going to change? Is it somebody else?
I'm just saying. I'd have to look at who's come, you know. I mean, but I'm just saying.
He's a generational talent. Yeah, he's going to be number one again. Maybe somebody jumps ahead of him. I don't see how that would happen. Listen, he's going to get to the league. And would a Utah to be a good landing space because it's a great NBA town. New Orleans is a joke. New Orleans can't support a team, Bill. I hate to say this to my buddy Graff, who does a great job on the games.
Yeah.
But that's not, I mean, that is such a small market. They have had little pockets, but, you know, Cooper flag in New Orleans, in Washington, just how obscure the Wizards are right now.
San Antonio would be a good landing spot for him.
Really good. Yep. So that is going to be fascinating to see who gets the top of it. And again, the only thing that matters for the Hawks is, okay, all your pieces are together. You get your playoff experience for Risa. You get your playoff experience for Dyson Daniels. You'll get, you know, this team to have some kind of postseason. We'll see what it is. Because this, what did you call it? The eighth place obscurity.
Play-in purgatory. It's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
They can't get out. It's been that way for what, four seasons now?
Play-in purgatory is where we live.
Is it safe to say, though, that if Jalen Johnson wouldn't have got hurt, I think they would be at least right there competing for the 60.
Yeah, because he was balling.
Okay.
He was having a great
scenario
season.
You're in the 6th seed,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Are we about winning championships, putting together?
I hope so.
I mean, like, okay, hey, we had a chance for 6.
Yeah, but if you looked at this roster at the beginning of the season, you had to know that play-in was probably best case scenario. Like, if we're honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We didn't know anything about Dyson Daniels, obviously.
No, right.
We thought Jalen was going to okay, that's fine. So what's the point, though? Where are we going? Like, I like our roster. I like our decisions. But again,
I think it's always been about the future.
Do you think Jalen Johnson is worth 7 wins? Because that would get you into 6 right now above the Pistons.
And who's the 3? The Knicks?
Knicks are 3.
Knicks are 3. Pacers 4. Yeah. Bucks 5.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, if you have all your pieces, you should be playing for the 3 next year.
Like, you think Jalen Johnson's worth 7 wins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Jalen Johnson was your third consistent. That's what the Hawks, me and Dylan,
that's
been talking
fine,
about this. He's your third consistent that you've been missing.
Other guys get injured also. That's a lot of different wins. You know, I don't know. Listen, to me, it's the Cavaliers and Celtics are absolutely friggin' loaded. They'll be loaded next year. They'll be loaded after that. You're probably not going to have personnel to match up there. But can you find your way to be where the Knicks and the Pacers,
the Bucks are up there.
Yeah. Chicago's up and coming, although they're in the 9-10 hole, I guess it is.
Yeah.
It's always the Magic, the Hawks, the Bulls, the Heat.
I think we've got to put onus on Tony Ressler and Landry Fields this offseason though. Because you've got the young core now. You've got the trajectory that you want. You've got to go spend some money now.
Get over the cap, add a piece that is a legit piece, and then be like, here it is.
What would the legit piece be?
It's gotta be somebody in the middle, I think.
Miles Turner, Kevin Durant.
I mean, Durant here would be sick.
Kevin Durant.
That would be sick.
Playing out the string here. Still can score like crazy.
Just stay healthy.
Yeah.
Trey facilitating.
Well, I mean, the mix of young guys with a Kevin Durant score would be very interesting. No question.
How much would that cost?
Ooh, that would cost you a pretty penny. But they're going to have plenty of – I think they're going to have somewhere around, if I'm not mistaken, around $40 million in cap space to spend.
And
the money's not going to be an issue.
And be willing to go over – listen, if you look at a nucleus and go Reese Shea, Jalen, and Dyson Daniels to go with Trae Young. But again, very rarely when a point guard is your best player does a team go deep
ever.
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, it's just not – that's not the formula either.
Think about State Farm Arena if Durant was in the house as a Hawk.
They already have the best shot.
I know they do.
But aren't we tired of the Hawks always going to get guys that are kind of
– No, not if it's Kevin Durant, dude. Come on. Come on, Day-Day. If it's Kevin Durant,
Maybe I have KD fatigue because he just – everywhere he goes, it's not getting done.
Yeah.